The Parkland Outdoor Show and Expo. We have a couple of guests that will be in the studio. It's all at 810, 910 Manitoba. We have Nolan Johnson and Darren Wandy. Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
And of course, the build-up's been happening, the planning, all the preparation has been happening for months now, and the weekend is here. Parkland Outdoor Show and Expo happening tomorrow and Sunday. The kickoff concert actually gets everything going tonight.
Yeah, we are super excited this year, bringing something new to our show. We've partnered with Dauphin's Country Fest to bring a show to Yorkton to kick off the Parkland Outdoor Show. Jason McCoy, Doc Walker featuring Kate's Outlaw tonight at the Westland Arena. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8, and we still do have tickets available. Countryfest.ca to get your tickets for that. And we will do tickets at the door, but they're going to go up $50 at the door instead of save a little bit of money if you get them, pre-buy them.
Who doesn't like to save a little bit of money? Because then you can spend it at the trade show.
That's right.
That's what we like to hear.
So, yeah, coming up is the trade show tomorrow and on Sunday. What can you tell everybody about that?
Well, for those that don't know, the Parkland Outdoor Show and Expo is a nonprofit organization. All the money we raise from this event goes back to our focus group, and that's youth in the outdoors. So everything from sponsoring kids to go to camp, maybe it's archery programs, clubs in the area, sending kids off to a fishing experience. Any of those things kind of qualify for what we do that for. So, yeah, there's 97 exhibits, actually, this year. So lots of different things that have anything to do with the outdoors, everything from power motorsports to hunting rifles to trapping and everything in between, even the Tupperware ladies coming.
Yeah.
And people always ask me, like, Tupperware, what does that have to do with outdoors? What do you pack your sandwiches
exactly.
in, right?
You're not wrong.
So everything that we have at our show is related to the outdoors. And all the money that's raised is going to our nonprofit, but lots of interactive things at our show. Ducks Unlimited is partnered up with the naming rights of the curling rink. And there's lots of interactive things like axe throwing, archery there. We got an air rifle range for them. And then we actually have a booth there that's going to teach some mini lessons for kids about outdooring and in bushcraft.
Oh, that's very cool. So you get to check out all the latest gear. You get tips on how to use it and when you're out there enjoying everything outdoors. And it's really kind of the tip of the iceberg. It all, of course, leads up to not only the show itself. There's going to be the banquet tomorrow night that is sold out already, I hear.
Yeah, the banquet itself is sold out. We're lucky enough to have it back in St. Mary's. And when I say St. Mary's, everybody automatically thinks of all that awesome food that's there.
Our ears perk up.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we got 450 tickets that were sold out.
Wow.
Very, very quickly. And part of that is because of the main speaker we have this year. We have the living legend, the GOAT of the outdoor world, Mr. Jim Shockey, Saskatchewan-born resident, world-renowned hunting extravaganza, just an awesome speaker, awesome person. And he's actually going to be in town. He's speaking at an event. But you will get to have a chance to meet him at a meet and greet twice at the show. He's not speaking at the event at the show, but he's speaking at the banquet. And tickets flew off the shelf for that banquet because they knew he was going to be there.
That's very cool.
That's fantastic to hear. And of course, something like this wouldn't be done without the help of sponsors, especially since you're a nonprofit.
That's right. We have an amazing list of sponsors all on our socials, on our website. And I don't want to mention a whole bunch because I know I'll miss some, but I do need to mention one, and that's Doug Arnett at Yorkton Dodge. He's been with this show since inception. He's helped us get our feet wet, get us going as a show, as a nonprofit. And we can't say thank you enough to Doug at Yorkton Dodge.
Very cool. Well, it all kicks off with the big concert tonight. Jason McCoy, Doc Walker, Kate's Outlaw. It's happening tonight, and then it gets really going tomorrow with the trade show itself.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, the doors open tomorrow morning. Rent's till 5 o'clock, and then Sunday, 10 to 4. Jam-packed. It'll be shoulder to shoulder in there. Honestly, there's everything you can imagine when it comes to the outdoors, and it's a family-oriented event. Mm-hmm. Lots of kids there, lots of families there. I have actually had some people over the years tell me that this has become a holiday for them.
Oh.
Because the center itself, they can bring their kids, they can swim. Then they can go to watch the trade show, go back and swim. So it's a really family-oriented group, and we got lots of different things to see when you get there.
There's something for everybody. Is there anything else that you guys wanted to mention before you wrap this up?
I'll just say, if you need any information, you can go on our website, parklandoutdoorshow.com, or check out all of our socials.
Perfect. All right. Well, once again, it's all happening this weekend. Nolan Johnson, Darren Wandy, thank you guys so much for stopping in the studio today.
Thank you.
Thanks, fellas.